Welcome to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, a podcast dedicated to any and all vampire movies. And tonight we're continuing our coverage of Blade, minutes 75 to 80, as Blade finds Whistler and it ends with Blade staring. Invigorating 5 minutes this time as we watch an old man die. We watched this old man die in real life too, as Christopher Christopherson unfortunately passed away a year ago, or at this point, and actually now 2 years ago. I'm sorry, he'd passed away in
Yes.
24. So,
Yeah.
never had a chance to have him on the show, but I had no idea he was in the original A Star Is Born, the one that was remade with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. He was in the original film with Barbara Streisand.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
I mean, he
That's.
had had a film career off and on, but obviously he was mainly known for being a country singer.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing something about that.
When this movie is over, which we only have a few episodes left to go,
Yes, we do.
there will be a bit of a break, but the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast continues and will return with the 2024 French Canadian horror movie, Humanist Vampire Seeking Consenting Suicidal Person. That is an actual title to a movie.
That is a mouthful. It sounds like modern books these days with their long titles.
It's the story of a young girl vampire who, when she comes of age, her parents are tired of her sucking out of blood bags and tell her to go out there and kill somebody. And she goes to live with her very flamboyantly promiscuous cousin who enjoys fucking and sucking. And she meets a young boy who's about 16 years old, who's kind of tired of his life and wants to commit suicide. And there is some laughs in the movie, and it is definitely played for some dark humor. But it also deals with, like, what happens when you kill yourself? Who do you leave
Yeah.
behind?
That existentialism.
Yeah, it's a great movie, and I don't think it's talked about enough. There is
No.
supposedly an American remake coming, because of course there would be.
Oh, of
We'll have to
course.
see who they cast in it. I hope it's done correct justice, because the original French Canadian movie is, I think, a pretty perfect film.
Yes. I can't wait to actually watch that. That does sound actually really funny. I've not heard of it before, so I'm going to have to give that a watch.
The female vampire reminds me a lot of Mavis. She's got that kind of bob haircut, you know what I mean? Obviously dresses in all black as a vampire would. Her cousin dresses like Liberace. She's again, very like outgoing.
That'd be good.
So
So,
these minutes start with Blade finding Whistler.
yep, all blood. Well, at first, all covered up. So he is completely blanketed with a white sheet that is covered in blood with a tape that says, "Play me," which is way before Saw ever did the whole play me thing with their cassette tapes, but instead we've got video cassette tapes.
Yeah,
And so.
do you notice how Blade pulls the sheet off of Whistler? He doesn't even look at him.
No, it's like I already know what's coming. Either that or he's just pure autistic and he just doesn't want to make eye contact with the person's dead body. But yeah, he just
Yeah, he
knows what's
says,
coming.
he whispers, "Damn it."
Yeah, and can we take a shout out to the eyebrows that pretty much do the acting for him, since his eyes are covered by the shades he's wearing. So you could tell just by the eyebrows that there is sadness to him. Pure eyebrow
Indeed.
acting right there. So.
The blood of a daywalker is what Whistler tells him that Frost wants.
Yeah, calling him the chosen one for that matter.
Correct. Do you think if it was today, it wouldn't be like a VHS tape or something like that? It would be like just like a private YouTube video link or something?
Or GR code, or possibly, or use, yeah, definitely a YouTube link, or even a USB drive. Maybe there's
A
if it
USB
was
drive,
taken.
maybe. I don't think Frost would like bother Blade with like setting up a QR code that he has to scan.
Nah, what he would probably do then is he would probably just like upload a private video or something and just write the link on a sheet of paper or something as like copy and paste this to watch to play me or something. Because digital, like physical media these days is like kind of obsolete now, and if people just want to see like a private recording or something, it's either like a video link on a phone.
Blade, gives Whistler his gun and says, "Give me your goddamn gun," after he asks him once and Blade ignores him.
Yep, and guess what? He never gives it back. He's like, give me your gun. Possibly the only gun you've got. I ain't giving it you back, though.
What do you think of this montage Blade goes through next with that music playing, that wah, 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 that very kind of like therapeutic music with the plant? I don't understand what the plant represents. Like, I would have to go back and watch it with the commentary.
Yeah, I found that to be a bit confusing. I found the music to go really well as like he's watching the video going, if you're watching this, then Whistler is dead. So instead of the whole like I'll be dead, it's like your friend will be dead. And as whilst that's going on, you've got the silver like melting montage going, which is pretty interesting to see because it's like he knows what he's doing. He knows he's got a big war coming on. He's only going to make about six bullets, I think he made.
I mean, maybe we're only shown six bullets, but that gun's got to hold at least, like, a lot more. I mean, unless he's putting that in a revolver, but, he's got a machine gun that he carries with him that he just spits bullets out like, he's spitting water.
Yeah, it's probably going to take him a long time to get a magazine filled with silver bullets. But what I find funny is that he puts those silver bullets like on like the meditation, like what is it, like the scent thing, and like he just throws it like backhands it off the table with the bullets just going on the floor. Like you do know you have to pick those up, right?
And he sits there doing that, like meditation, calming himself, loads up his serum.
Yep.
Which you think he would
Impressive.
take a double dose of his serum just because he's got the thirst upon him in the next scene. But the bike reveal is cool. I'm not sure what kind of bike that is. I do ride a motorcycle myself. Do you ride a motorcycle, Laz?
I do not. My dad used to own Harley Davidsons when I was growing up. And when I was doing my driving test, I was originally going to get a motorbike, but my dad begged me not to because he lost friends to motorcycle accidents, so it could have been a thing, but I think he would be much preferred if I was driving cars, so no, I don't. Would have
So
been cool though.
the motorcycle in the film is a custom built FX motorcycle, essentially a modified dirt bike chassis with a V-twin engine and a futuristic fiberglass fairing designed for the film. The bike does not exist. However, in the
No.
third film, he does get a bull Firebolt sport bike to ride around in Blade Trinity. So I always recognize I always when I was introduced to Blade on the Spider-Man animated series, that's how I was introduced to him as. He was riding around on a motorcycle. The motorcycle even had blades in the tires that allowed him to ride up a wall.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the motorcycle right now, and the promo picture, it just looks like it's something from like one of those 1980s sci-fi movies, because like the rims are really shiny and like the body's very triangular.
I think the action figure for the Marvel Legends toy line came with the bike. And the bike was kind of similar to this.
I'm just having a look right now. Yeah, it does. It does come with the bike, and you're right. And it does look almost like the one in the movie.
Yeah, it was like the first, or it was like the second Blade action figure, because funny enough, there was a Blade action figure with the Spider-Man animated series called Vampire Wars, where Spider-Man got like some kind of a vampire armor, and then there was like Blade and Morbius got action figures, and then by the way, there was a line of action figures for the Blade movie. Blade, Frost, Whistler got action figures. Kind of funny to think about.
Well, it's the 90s, and like around that period, I remember there being action figures for all sorts of movies that came out around that period. Like, you've got The Matrix, you've got Blade, you have like all sorts of movies. Like, I used to collect action figures for the Tomb Raider movie. They would just make action figures based on all sorts of movies. They don't really do it anymore. They only do it for like children's cartoons. And you could get action figures for certain movies, but it's more like display stuff rather than actual action figures.
Yeah, the Blade action figure carded goes for almost $100 on eBay from this movie.
That's not bad because usually, if it, well, I take it, is it like out of the box or is it with the box?
I said carded.
Oh, parted, right. So, yeah, I'm guessing like if it came with it, then it would be possibly double or quadruple the price, especially if it's untouched.
Yeah, there's a Blade figure from the Marvel Legends, Marvel Knights Legends line that comes with the Foot of Swamp Thing, sorry, Man Thing, to be a Build-A-Figure. That's almost $100. But there's a Blade figure that came out recently. I don't know if it's coming out or it's out now. It's still like regular price. It's the Blade from the Deadpool and Wolverine movie.
Yes, I can see it here. It's on Amazon at the moment for £23, which I'm guessing is around $26, $27 in the US.
Roughly, yeah, roughly. And then there's
Yeah.
another Blade figure as part of Marvel Legends that he's got his sword, he's got his throwing things. It's part of the oh, it's still pretty cheap. It's you can get it at GameStop of all places. It comes with his little like staff pieces and such. Yeah, part of Marvel Knights Blade series. So this is the current iteration. It's like a Build-A-Figure for the Mindless One. The Mindless One are these characters that hang out in the dark dimension that Doctor Strange hangs out in. Sorry, Dormammu, the villain of Doctor Strange. But for $24.99, you can still get a decent Blade figure, which isn't bad. I definitely got to pick this one up, as I don't own a Blade figure. I
Do you
own
not?
like Dracula. I own like two versions of Marvel's Dracula. I own Bloodstorm, which is Storm as a vampire. Vampire Jubilee. Yeah, I need to get myself a Blade figure.
Yep. Well, if you've got $100, then there you go. You can get like the 90s action figure.
No. I'm gonna get the regular $24.99 one at GameStop.
Yeah, good idea. So at least you
He's got
own
like the
one of
flat
them.
top, and he's got like a cool cape and a bunch of accessories. It'd be much cheaper. He comes with like
Yeah.
two stakes and a bunch of cool accessories, sword and his throwing th items. Go with
Yeah,
that
why
one.
not? Yeah, treat yourself to a Blade figure.
Well, that's all the notes I have here for this 5 minutes of Blade, as the 5 minutes ends with Blade staring,
Yep.
and then the 5 minutes end. Vlaz, this will probably be the last time you're on the show with us. What have you thought of the film Blade?
It's cheesy, and consider that it's one of those movies that I knew existed from my parents having the DVD and regularly watching it. It's been awesome to re-see the movie for what it is, and while some of the effects are outdated, and the iconic rave beginning with the blood showers, it's been a good move. It's been a good rise. Like, I need to catch up on the other two movies as well because I've not watch the third one. I've seen the second one, but not the third one. So it'll be great to watch those. But I'm thankful to have revisited this movie. So thank you very much for having me come on and having me rewatch this movie for the first time in a long time.
Well, we'll have to have you back for Humanist Vampire Seeking Consenting Suicidal Person.
Yes, absolutely. I look forward to watching that.
You can find me over on the regular radio show I do Sunday nights, Radio of Horror. If you want to send me an email, you can that radio of horror g dot at that radio of horror at gmail.com, or check out other episodes of the Vampire Movie Minute podcast on the website radiohorror.com, or anywhere you happen to stream any podcast. And I'll be back in a couple of weeks with another 5 exciting minutes of the movie Blade.
And you can find